This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Feel the starlet crumble.
You need a yen to USA Prepares. So the question was mowing on a hill. Okay, so let's say you've got a lawn that has a kind of a steep hill, or you've got an embankment, or you've got a ditch. You want to mow that in front of your yard. Or you've got a lawnmower that you're walking behind. It could be self-propelled. And you follow this lawnmower around, and then at the end of that mowing strip, you turn around, you push down on a handle, and you turn around, and you go back to where you came from. And so let's go back to that that popsicle stick and the oil in a non-oil filter four-cycle engine. This is an engine that does not have, you don't mix gas and oil together. This is just gasoline in one tank and oil in the crankcase. So what happens is you've got an oil pan, and here's the visualization. So let's say you have a baking pan and it has sides that are a couple inches high. And that's in the kitchen. And then you fill that half full with oil. And it's on a level surface, so the oil is even across the entire pan, left to right, front to back. And you take that popsicle stick and you splash that oil around to lubricate, and you're simulating the crankcase of the engine. And you're using a popsicle stick and you're moving it back and forth, and you're splashing the oil up out of the pan. Now, let's tilt that pan up, let's say, 2 inches on just one side, the long side. So now it's elevated on one side. So the oil runs to the bottom, right? So now you've got that popsicle stick and you're trying to splash the oil, but the oil's not there. The oil has run to the low side of the oil pan. That is the situation when you're mowing on a hill. It's the situation when you follow your walk-behind lawnmower and you push down on the handle to raise up the front so you can turn around. It is the same scenario as you're using your pressure washer and you want to move it to another location because you can't reach with the pressure washing hose, so you want to move it closer to where you want to wash. So you go to the handle of the pressure washer, the engine's running, you push down on the handle, you raise up the front of the engine or the pressure washer, and you've lost lubrication. So the answer is, unless you have an oil filter on your engine, it's probably going to lose lubrication. And even with a small engine that does have an oil filter, mowing on a steep hill, you're going to lose lubrication. And that's what wears out engines. And I've seen an engine wear out in 15 seconds by someone who pushed down the handle to move that lawnmower and turn it around on a steep incline, you know, meaning the engine's on a steep incline. It was running wide open throttle without any splashing of the oil from the oil pan, and the engine wore out in 15 seconds, and it smoked from then on. So the only answer that I have is to use a two-cycle engine in those situations. So a two-cycle engine is like a chainsaw. And you know that you mix the oil with the gasoline. So you can run that chainsaw on pretty much any angle, and it doesn't wear out the engine because the oil is mixed with the gasoline, and it's lubricated with the gasoline during the normal use of that chainsaw. So they do make lawnmowers that are two-cycle, and typically they were made by a company called OMC, Outboard Marine Corporation. And they were painted green, and they had the name Lawn Boy. Those are two-cycle engines. They made some four-cycle models, too. But the two cycles are the ones that you would use for those ditches. Now, in that same line of thinking, when you're using your rototiller, think about the angle that that engine is on as well, and try not to have it on too steep of an angle, because you'll be running your rototiller without lubrication as well. So that is pressure washers, rototillers, lawnmowers. It's a real problem. Kathy, I don't know if I answered your question, but that is the rationale.
You did, and actually I know somebody who, I don't know if this is the same thing, Vince, but it, you know, I know that when they had like the push mower, I think they turned it upside down, or they turned it, you know, to do something underneath it, and then the oil mixed with the gas, and then they ended up getting rid of it. But after they told my husband, you know, then he said, well, this is what you should have done, basically like what you just said. But it was a good mower,
okay.
You know.
Here's a little deeper going down that rabbit hole. What's happening with carburetors lately is the alcohol in the gasoline, the ethanol-blended gasoline, is eating the carburetors. And what happens is, over the winter, if you leave gasoline in the gas tank, which is obviously in the carburetor, it eats the needle in seat position such that gasoline will drip, drip, drip down into the carburetor, and it'll end up inside the engine and then into the combustion chamber. And then it'll find its way into the oil pan. So what you find is that when you check the oil after using the lawnmower, putting it away, and then it sets all winter long with gasoline in the gas tank, you check the oil before you use the lawnmower the first time, and you find out it's over full. There's more oil in it than there used to be. But it's really not more oil. It's gasoline that has contaminated the oil and has now diluted the oil. So you don't have the lubricity of the engine oil, because gasoline is actually like a solvent. It's like the opposite of a lubricant. So if that's the case, you want to drain all of that oil out. And you can smell it. You can, you know, put a screwdriver tip in there and smell the engine oil. And if it smells like gasoline, it's contaminated. And you'll ruin your engine by starting it with diluted engine oil, you know, diluted with gasoline. So that is a real problem. And that's something we're seeing more and more, you know, every year. The carburetors are failing because of the ethanol in the gasoline. It eats the aluminum, and ethylene, the alcohol in the gasoline, attracts moisture. It attracts moisture. It's hydroscopic, and the moisture eats the aluminum parts. It corrodes them, and that's what carburetor housings are made out of. The castings are made out of aluminum. They just don't survive. So now the engine manufacturers are saying that, hey, carburetors, you know, they're like, they're wear items. You know, replace them every year. That's crazy. So all you have to do is, at the end of using your equipment for that season, make sure that you run it out of gasoline, or don't put so much gasoline that you can't run it out. So what we do is, like when we use a rototiller, we put just enough gasoline in it to complete the job. We don't fill up the tank. We fill it just enough to do the job, and if we run out, we add a little bit more. And then when we're done, we run the rototiller out of gasoline, and then we put it away. And that's the old school way of doing it, and it works great. Then you won't have to replace the carburetor every year.
Good answer, Vince. Okay, I have another question. What skill or degree, or skills or degree, would you advise a young man and a young woman in today's environment?
Wow. You know, Kathy.
It's a tough one.
Well, yeah. It really is. It really is. The average cost of a 4-year degree can be as much as 160,000. You know, I'm not talking about a medical degree. I'm just talking about a four-year degree. Can be $160,000, room, board, you know, and tuition. It could be even more than that. It's an enormous amount of money. How do you pay that back? How do you pay that back with after-tax earnings? Obviously, it's very, very difficult to do it, and that's why the current administration is forgiving student loans, because it can't be paid back. The government of Canada has a secret finding. They really don't want this made public, but they have figured out that a Canadian under 35 years old has zero chance of the Canadian dream or the American dream, which is, you know, buy a house, a car, you know, live, start a family. Can't be done because of the cost of inflation and all of the oppressive things that are happening in their country. Well, in our country, it's the same thing. It's just that it hasn't been reported. Young people have virtually no possibility of achieving the American dream if they have debt. Debt is like the worst thing you could possibly have. I learned this a long time ago, and my family is completely out of debt. We don't have a car loan. We don't have a mortgage. We don't have a boat loan. We don't take out a loan to go to Disney. We don't have any debt. And we do have credit cards, and we pay them off every month. So about education, you need to learn about finance. You need to learn about economics. You need to learn about mechanical things. You need to learn about history. You need to learn about chemistry, biology, arithmetic, you know, math, the sciences. You need to learn about literally everything, and you need to stay on top of it. You need to learn how to garden. You need to learn how to can. You need to learn how to paint. You need to learn how to saw, frame, build, repair masonry, hang drywall, electricity, plumbing. You need to learn everything. And those things are not taught in school. And as you asked me that question, I was thinking about what did I learn in school? Now, that was back in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, my formal education. Back then, elementary school actually taught reading, writing, arithmetic, science, and history. It was excellent, at least where I went to school. In for high school, I was taught by the Jesuits. I went to a Catholic old boys school, and it was rigorous. And they taught, we were punished if we didn't do well. It was a brutal, brutal education, which prepared me for college. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is that was then. It's different now. College, when I graduated the university, and I went to a top 40 at the time, it was ranked, you know, within the top 40 universities in the country, I got a pretty good education. And when I graduated, my dad said, "Okay, Vinny, so, son, 4 years, what'd you learn?" And I said, "Well, Dad, I learned a few facts, and I learned how to think." And that was like the wrong answer. But that's the truth. I learned how to think, and I learned some facts. And in the meantime, between then and now, I'm learning more facts, and I'm still thinking. So in terms of what would I do, I think I would focus on where's the best, least expensive education you can get? Right here at USA Prepares, because we teach things that no one teaches. And it's free.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So is college absolutely necessary? Well, it used to be. It used to be. If you wanted to rise up through the corporate ranks, if you wanted to get that good job in a corporation, you had to have a degree, a four-year degree. And really what that showed was that you passed the test. It showed that you were able to endure 4 years of a stress test. Exams, studying, regurgitating, exams. And that you would be certified as knowing certain things, you know, a prearranged series of things that you'd have to learn and prove that you learned them by regurgitating on tests. Well, what that did for me was that forced me to learn things I really wasn't too interested in, like calculus, and psychology. And if you think about it, the degrees that some people take, like art appreciation, philosophy, sociology, psychology, they're like the lowest paying. And people don't really respect those professions as much as they respect biology, chemistry, physics. Well, I was exposed to all that, and that's what a well-rounded education can provide. But I think you can learn all that on your own if you want to. So in today's world, let me say this. So in order to get that job in a corporation where you could start at low management, and then rise through middle management and keep rising within that corporation. That required a degree to get in the door, to get the interview. But you know what? No one ever asked me. No one in my entire life ever asked me what my grade point average was. Nobody. Isn't that interesting? And it wasn't that great. I mean, I'm like a B student. Like exactly a B student. In my master's degree, I needed a 3.000 in order to graduate. And I looked at time versus getting better grades. And I thought, I can bang this out in 18 months. But I'm not going to be a 4.0 student. I'm going to be a 3.0 student. And when I graduated with my master's degree, I was a 3.0000. The absolute minimum. But it's still a B. But no one's ever, hey, well, so how'd you do in your MBA? I've never had to say, well, I just got by, 3.0. So the college experience was one of a stress test. But I don't think you today, I wouldn't really recommend that for most people. I'd recommend trades. You know, you can be a plumber or a welder or an electrician or a carpenter, and you can make really good money and be in demand from now on. Especially if you like it. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a plumber if I hated plumbing. Okay, I kind of like plumbing. And I kind of like electricity. And I kind of like framing. And I kind of like roofing. But you know what? They're all dangerous. You can electrocute yourself. With plumbing, you can be working on some pipes that have a lot of bacteria in them, like sewer pipes, and you can die from that. You can fall off the roof. I mean, you can inhale all kinds of toxic gases and fumes and chemicals when you're welding and when you're an auto mechanic. So all the trades are dangerous, including farming. So maybe especially farming. So my advice is if you want to enjoy life rather than hate your profession, find something that you really like to do, what your hobby would be, and turn that into your profession. And that's what I've done. I mean, I like farming. I like broadcasting. I like automobile mechanics. I like plumbing, wiring, sometimes roofing. And I do all those things. I do them because I like them and I want to learn more about them. So I'm not working. Like, you know, I kid my family and I say, I got to go to work, Sunday I'll say, I've got to go to work tomorrow. I'm not working. I'm having fun. So my advice is find something you really love to do and turn that into your profession. And ultimately, turn that into your own business. And then you'll never work a day in your life because you only do what you want to do. And if you're successful, it's your fault. If you're unsuccessful, it's your fault. And that's the way I live my life. I'd love to hear what Kathy has to say about that when we come back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We'll be right back. USA News Update. The FAA is investigating after two people were hurt when a Southwest Airlines flight was forced to make an emergency landing thanks to severe turbulence Wednesday. The flight was headed from New Orleans to Orlando when it diverted to Tampa, with a captain requesting paramedics be on standby for its arrival. A passenger and a flight attendant were transported to an area medical facility after the plane landed. It was quite the fight on ice, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Just 2 seconds into the matchup at Madison Square Garden, a big fight breaking out at the Rangers-Devils game last night.
McDermott and Rimpy exchanging blows, but everybody has gloves off at the Garden.
A total of 8 players, 4 from each team, ejected from the game. The Rangers went on to beat the Devils 4-3. The audio courtesy of TNT.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why have got your
take? When you go to DC
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kathy's with us, and I'm being interviewed, and we're talking about education. And one of the things I learned very early on was people do things differently from other people. And I watched people my age who had part-time jobs. And they would work for minimum wage, like I did. And during the break or lunch, they would buy a soda out of a machine. They'd go to a restaurant and get a sandwich, or they'd go out to eat, or go out to eat for dinner. And when they went out to eat, they'd have an expensive drink. And I'm talking about a mixed drink. I'm talking about soda instead of water. They would have a more expensive meal than the minimum expensive meal, or the minimum cost meal. And they would eat out a lot, and they would spend what they earned at lunch, or for donuts and, you know, fun things. And I didn't do that. And so instead, I ended up with buying sockets and wrenches and tools. So instead of having a soda or two or three, I could buy a wrench. I still have that wrench. Had I had the soda, I wouldn't have that soda anymore. So I learned a long time ago that you can forego pleasures for necessities and things that will help you in the long run rather than the short run. So I was probably the only guy, if I did go to out to eat, which is very rarely, I was probably the only guy that had water with my meal, because water is free. So I looked at people's behavior, and a lot of people went on vacations, but they didn't have tools. They didn't have tangible things. They had experiences. Fun. And I didn't have that. But I had fun with tools. So if you extrapolate that out, my early learning taught me the long run versus the short run. And if you plan for the long run, you'll do better than if you just look at life as short run after short run after short run. The short run is call the guy to fix the faucet. The long run is read how or learn how a faucet works and buy one and do it yourself. And buy the, you know, the wrenches that are necessary, the sink spanner wrench that's necessary to change the faucet. And that leads to debt. So some people will borrow funds to go on vacation. I think that's crazy. Some people will go on vacation instead of put the roof on the house, you know, fix the roof. That's crazy. Some people will spend more than they earn. That's debt. Now, initially, I've had a bunch of mortgage notes. I paid them off, all of them, every single one, early. Every one. And I don't have debt. And debt equals stress. Stress equals shortened lifespan. And if you think about it, young people today have a lot of debt from going to school. It's debt that's crushing. It's, now they signed up for it. They were thinking that going to, you know, college is going to be the panacea, but it doesn't seem that way. It seems to me that the amount of crushing debt, you know, heck, $160,000 for a college education, or $15,000 for a backhoe, that, you know, a used backhoe. If you have a used backhoe and you're now in the, you know, the backhoe business, you can earn $100 to $120 an hour with that backhoe. You're making money instantly, and you can pay off the note on that backhoe pretty darn quickly. So I'm thinking trades, Kathy. That's where I'm parked.
I agree. There was a lot of wisdom packed into that answer. I really hope people go back and listen. I do have some thoughts about that, too. You know, I would say to people, basically, like what you just said, plus I would say live below your means. You know, I grew up with not much, and my husband also. And when we were first married, we had a truly starter home. I mean, it needed a roof. The drywall on the ceiling was bowed. It was coming down. But it was all we could afford. And we got to the point where we both worked two jobs. And we were down, then we would buy supplies. So we were down to, I remember many times it was like, how much do you have? It'd be like a Monday and payday was Friday. And I'd have $5 or $6 and he'd have $5 or $10. And we made do. There was times we had bread and butter and maybe like some vegetables or something for dinner. Because that's all we had. And so we live below our means, and we both of us do not like debt. You know, we have no house payment, no car payment, no credit card debt. And so I would say to people, just live below your means and learn how to do things yourself. The more you do, I can't imagine how much it would cost us. We would never have what we have right now if we didn't do things ourselves. We very, very, very seldom pay anybody to do anything for us. And, you know, my other comment was, you know, Vince, you talked about college, and I agree. I think there's a time and a place for it. My kids worked their way. They got some scholarships because of their grades to high school, but then they had some debt. I mean, some, you know, they had to pay their college loans. So they worked at UPS and Applebee's, and they worked their way through it. And I just feel like if you took on that debt, then you should pay it back. And you need to go in with your eyes wide open. If you can't use that degree for anything, or you're not going to make very much, maybe that's not what you should go into. So that's my comment on that. And also, Vince, remember I was born in the late 50s. And so I remember like that was when the push started. Everybody needed to go to college and they put all the trades down. Oh no, you know, don't go into the trades. Don't, college is where it's at. And which is really a shame because we need people in the trades. We need those skills. And I just feel like now it's almost like the tables are turned, because how many people really get good paying jobs with their degree? Now, some people just get a job because my husband worked in a plant where people had degrees completely different of what they were doing. They had no idea what the job was, but they got a degree. One was in the auto industry, and the woman came in and she worked for Hallmark. She had no idea what she was doing. And she was, in my opinion, she was really a detriment to the company. So I would say the same thing that you said, Vince, and I would just say learn as much as you can right now. You know, some of my skills as a woman, I cook from scratch, I garden, you know, I make my own, a lot of my own tinctures, I make my own salves, so I don't spend a lot of money on over-the-counter medicines, and I don't take any prescriptions, so I try to keep myself healthy. And I sew. I've been sewing since I was 13. And so it's not uncommon for me to have a stack of mending for myself and the house and friends and family. And it saves me because I don't have to buy more clothes. So, but I feel like I'm a dinosaur, Vince. I feel like if I were to say this to a young woman today, she would probably look at me like, well, you know, I want to go get my nails done and I get my hair done. And, you know, Vince, I agree with you. When I was working, I always took my lunch, and I always got water. You know, you could go to the cafeteria and just get water, and you just ate your lunch. I don't think I ever bought lunch once, because it was so much more expensive than me just bringing things from home. So I just think it's kind of what we're teaching, and I guess that's my 2 cents then.
You know, Kathy, I was thinking this morning, and before class, and I was thinking, why is Kathy a USA Prepares instructor? Why? And I know the answer. And in class, this is going to sound, it's going to not sound intuitive, but when I flesh it out, it will be. Kathy has mentioned many, many times over the years that she sews. And if you sew with a sewing machine, you absolutely, positively have to plan. It's impossible to just sit down at a sewing machine and bang out a skirt, a dress. It's impossible to bang out a potholder without planning. Because if you don't plan, you have to rip out those stitches and start over. And if you do that a couple times, you'll say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make sure I get it right before I press my foot on that foot control to start that sewing machine. So if you think about it, Kathy likes to sew, which requires an enormous amount of planning. Enormous. And she likes to can, requires planning. Because if you're going to can, you have to have something to can. And you have to have all the equipment for the canning. And you have to know the process. Now, so that starts with preparing the garden and having the right seeds and tending to the garden and making sure that your garden grows. So you have to grow the garden to get the vegetables, the produce, in order to can it. And if you make a mistake when you're canning, it's all for naught. So if you think about it, if you go back to the sewing example, that kind of explains Kathy's mental outlook. Getting it right, planning ahead of time. And she's a brilliant, brilliant instructor. So I'm delighted to be broadcasting with her. And if you think about it, every one of your instructors plans every single, well, almost. we do a lot of planning. We really do. So is the college education critical today? No, I don't think so. And you talked about debt, Kathy. Debt is really a killer. It's absolutely a killer. And so in that line of thinking, we don't have much of an electric bill. Now, we have electricity from the grid just in case. And I use the grid as a battery. I literally pump electricity onto the grid, and then I get it back watt for watt. So I can save our battery bank by spending $32.50 to have a meter, and that's what we do. It's an expense to protect our equipment for the long run. And class, the long run should be the focal point. Even when you drive, when I drive my truck, and you know I'm really proud of my truck because you know it's a farm truck. And when I say proud of it, you know, people look at me and they go, that poor guy. Oh, geez. He probably doesn't have 2 cents to rub together because it looks terrible. It's all rusty and it's dilapidated looking, but I love it. I love it. It's a 2004 Chevrolet rust bucket. And so I'm not out to impress anybody. I don't have to impress anybody. I'm not interested in impressing anybody. I'm interested in being debt-free. So I look around the Sam's Club parking lot, and every vehicle's new, except mine. Seriously. So you don't have to impress people with your debt. You don't have to do that. And get out of debt as soon as possible. And so for me, how much was my truck? $3,000. When did I buy it?
Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was mentioning that my 2004 Chevrolet Silverado, I paid $3,000 for it. Now, what does that mean? Not having a new car means not having, or a truck, mean, heck, trucks are $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 now. Mine's $3,000. And with that new truck that a person would have is new automobile insurance prices. My automobile insurance is like $105, $110 every 6 months. $105 or $10 every 6 months. A couple hundred dollars a year. That's what my insurance costs. And I have a lot of liability coverage. That's because it's an old truck. So the insurance companies realize that it's not worth much. It won't cost $15,000 to fix it, you know, if somebody crashes into it. So that's another way of looking at things. And here's it. So that's the long run. Here's another way of looking at it. My dad was in a car accident. The guy fell asleep at the wheel, crashed into him. And he needed physical therapy. It was $120 for 45 minutes. And I looked at what the physical therapist was doing. Okay, turn left, turn right, raise your foot, you know, those kinds of things. I thought, you know what? This is nuts. It takes an hour to get there. We're waiting in the waiting room for 15 minutes, 45 minutes of physical therapy, an hour to come home. That's 3 hours. So I found a lawnmower that he could operate, and it was $2,100. And I thought, you know what? if he just cut the lawn 17 and a half times, that'd be the same thing as going to therapy. So we cut out the physical therapy. And my dad rode the lawnmower around a couple times a week. Cut his lawn, cut our lawn. We had adjoining properties. Over 20 years later, we still have that lawnmower. And it works great. So there are a lot of different ways of thinking about things. You don't have to do it the way everybody else says or the way they do it. Don't follow the herd. Jeez. The herd gets slaughtered. Kathy, back to you.
Yes, I agree. Totally. And thanks for the compliment, Vince. I really appreciate that. Okay,
well, Kathy, could I ask you or mention one thing? You know, you sent a package to me that was for Dr. Norm Shealy. And I went over to see him. I brought it to him. And I said, Dr. Shealy, this is for Kathy. From Kathy. And it was like Christmas, Kathy. And so just the two of us at his house, and it was this week. And I opened, I cut the box open, and he, because it was in the shipping box, I carefully cut it open, and he opened it up, and it was a quilt. And it was personalized, and it said it was for Dr. Norm Shealy from Kathy. And he was beaming from ear to ear. He had a, sitting in his lazy boy, he had a blanket on his lap. Off went the blanket. He immediately put the quilt on, and he was just delighted. Kathy, he could not get over the fact that you made him a quilt. Couldn't get over it. So I want to say thank you.
Well, he's near and dear to my heart, Beth. He's such a wonderful man, and he has helped so many people, myself included. The PEMF machine, me, my friend who's got cancer, my dog, and others. I've mentored out to different people. He's just a sweet man, and he deserves it. And I hope it keeps him nice and warm.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, you lent your PEMF to someone who has cancer. Have you gotten it back?
No, he still has cancer. So I feel that's more important right now. I don't have anything critical going on with myself. And a quick story. When I first called in the very first time, and this was probably asking more of a rhetorical question, but I guess I didn't get it. So I called in, and he was on with Rich. And I didn't realize that Rich is a run-on sentence. You don't interrupt Rich. I called in, and Vince was gracious enough to take my call, and I answered the question, and I look back now, and I think, well, I really didn't call in on a good day. I didn't know that, Rich can just fill up probably 4 or 5 hours without me interrupting. So that's how I originally talked to you, Vince.
And I'm so glad you did. I really am. Kathy, what's next?
Okay. Sorry, my computer.
Well, let's go. We'll go quickly. Let's go quickly.
Okay. Well, why do some writing rooms backfire when shutting them off?
They overheat. They overheat. Either the air cleaner is clogged, dirty, or the engine's running hot. So if you have a riding lawnmower and you go to shut it off, it backfires. It's really rough on the engine. So what you do is there are air intakes around the sheet metal of the tractor where air goes in to cool off the air-cooled engine. And it's really hard to see, but they get clogged up. Those little holes get clogged up. The screen gets clogged up, and the engine will overheat. So dust that off, clean that off, and the overheating problem will probably go away. That's my thoughts. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.